All right, I got everybody there.
Oh, great. Hi. Yeah, this is John, and I guess I'm speaking also to John and Mike. Is that right?
That's it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right. Mike. I'm John. Nice to meet you, John.
Nice to meet you, too. I'm glad you have a better name than Mike. I'm joking. So how's let me know. I know that when we were talking, Mike, we were talking about brand rep. This is, about a month back now. As far as how things are going with them, are they still running Facebook ads for you?
We had a conversation with them last week and terminated that. Now we're not, like I was telling you, we've already kind of put all of our marketing dollars in other avenues. So all that we're really looking to do with you guys is to really get a face with a name in our Nashville branch. And then we can start looking at those ads possibly down the road. I've got John, my business partner, on here, obviously, and
sure.
He has been instrumental in setting up our Nashville market. So he knows, really exactly our what our needs are. I know initially, first and foremost, what we'd like to do is become Google verified. We've already went through that process several times, and unfortunately, it is always not been very successful. So we'd like to try to figure out how to complete those steps for our national market so that we show up much like we do in our home market of Georgia. And things like that. So, we've got our separate address already listed. All of it's already filled out. It's just kind of figuring out why it's not being verified and then getting us on there. And then we'd be happy, once we get all that set up, we'd be happy to have a separate conversation with you guys potentially about posting some ads within that market. I think we're good in Georgia, but if we want to drive some traffic for those guys, we may be interested in that in Tennessee. That's it pretty much.
Okay. And the reason why I brought it up though, Mike, if you recall, our program includes Facebook ads. That's what I was saying. So as far as how it goes, I don't know if you recall, we were talking about two different quotes. One was $299 a month. And that was including $100 of Facebook ads. But, of course, the core of what we do is Google Business Optimization. Just the Facebook ads really helps in the short run for Franklin, only because the way the retargeting works is if someone was searching on Google or another platform for what Invictus Construction wants to promote in out in Franklin or greater Nashville area, that's where the Facebook ads will help in the short run because those are live within 7 to 14 days. Whereas the Google Business Profile, we are premier channel partners, but, sometimes they get a little screwy. I will be frank on that. And so we're going to do everything we can. We'll get our specific specialists for the GBPs to work on your account to figure out what is going on. The best that we can do in terms of getting things submitted is guide you as best we can. Unfortunately, it still has to be submitted from you or your team. Just to be clear on that, as far as everything goes, even though we know how to do it and we can do it everything perfectly, that's just one of the protocols of Google is it has to be submitted directly from the business looking to be verified. But again, we will definitely guide you through getting that done properly.
All right. Yeah, I'm glad that you brought that up for clarification because I'm on the Google page, and every time I just Google the business, it brings me up to the owner profile. And so it says your business on Google, and then I click the top three dots on the right, and it goes your business profiles. Now, it let us set up a Google verification based off of a suite number that we use a box. We got a PO box, but the way UPS does it is they set it up, you can do it via, as long as you have a suite number. And we've
done that.
Yeah, we've done that in Nashville, but I cannot get them to verify it for nothing. And that's what I was hoping we can do. The only way I can do it is submit a video of our place.
Yes.
And I've done that, but it's only, I'm at 2,000 Mallory Lane. I've done it while I'm there, and they won't verify it. So
here's one secret that we can provide. What we will do, the first step in this regard, and from what I gather, and don't get me wrong, I'm not the expert on this, but I do hear a lot of the anecdotes, right? So what we do is we set up Invictus Construction as a service provider in that area. What I think you were trying to do, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you have a brick and mortar in Woodstock, right?
No, we have the same thing. We have a P.O. box.
Okay. Well, when it was set up, the way it shows is 256 Rose Creek Drive, and then I see a suite number. So what happened when you set it up, that was probably during the former iterations of how Google works, where they don't require videos all the time. And it was just based on, like, your licensing and everything like that that you can easily show, right? But the moment that they pull up that address, like, if you try to do the same thing in Woodstock today, they would ask for that same exact step where it's, hey, like, show us your location and show us all the details. And they do not accept, like, the UPS PO box style format to show a brick and mortar. So, but what we can do is we say you're a service provider, right? Not someone who has a physical location, as far as one that you operate out of in Franklin specifically, right? And then people who have home bases like that being a service provider, now the video requirement adjusts a little bit. Instead of saying take a video of the actual location, it now becomes like your equipment licensing and things of that nature that, again, I'm sure you guys are readily available to provide evidence of. You follow me so far?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be able to take pictures, I mean, show a video of my hat, all my ladder, my truck, I would show a video
right.
of our shirts. Our,
right, exactly. It just wouldn't be very practical to show a video of a UPS store, right?
No,
that's
yeah.
what they're looking for. So that's what we do to, I know that for a fact. Again, I don't know all the details. You're talking to the sales expert, but I have heard plenty of anecdotes in my time here, and I know for a fact that we do this all the time for people who have a physical address that they don't show or don't want to show. So what we do is we make sure that they tell Google, set us up as a service provider, knowing that this is a base that is not a brick-and-mortar, like, site where we work with clients. So that way it takes that requirement off their list when they're requesting the video and whatnot.
Okay, and do you all send that information to Google, or do I have to email Google for that?
It still has to be done through you, but again, hopefully with our guidance, is going to help you achieve that. The very specific of what's needed, that's something that our team and our specialist, specifically for the Google Business Profiles, could walk you through that to make sure it gets verified ASAP.
Okay.
Perfect. So I guess the next step, you know, just to respect everybody's time, I mean, we're definitely are ready to move forward. I know that, you know, kind of from the sounds of it, in brief summary, this is kind of a no contract obligation. We kind of go month by month for the package, which comes with the Facebook ads, like you said, is $2.99 per month. And that's pretty much it, right?
Yep. And then again, this was also in the email. Again, full disclosure, we do have a one-time setup fee for just the initial onboarding call and the programming of everything. It's $99. That's just to get your ad copies ready and everything like that going on that, you know, simple run of the $100 going towards Facebook in your first month. And then anytime you want to adjust that, just to let us know, there's no other setup fee beyond the first $99. So let's say you do like what we're doing and you want to do Google Guaranteed, or you want to do the PPC ads or for Google to sponsor listings. All those are avenues you can take with us. Again, there's no additional setup fee. Just the only one actually that would exist is Google Guaranteed. There is a $250 application fee. I don't know if you guys ever dipped into Google Guaranteed, but it's,
yeah.
you know, just
no, yeah, we want to be a part of Google Guaranteed, because then it, from what I understand, and let me tell me if I'm wrong with this, but being Google Guaranteed, you automatically show up at the top of the search, like with all
yes.
the other guaranteed contracts.
You are correct. It is a very valuable listing. Basically, if you've ever used Angie's or anyone like that in the past that does pay-per-lead listings, this is basically Google's answer to all that for all of the contractors who've been frustrated by having their leads like sold to other people simultaneously. Google Guaranteed works like this. You only get charged when a client makes contact with you. It's not when a lead is provided to you, when the actual contact exists, whether it's text message or phone call.
I'll be right back, Mike. Hold on.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Mike, we can talk about the Google Guarantee stuff later. I know you guys are on a time crunch.
Absolutely. So I guess just, whatever you need to send us so that we can go ahead and get kickstarted, because I know John's going to need some assistance with that Google verification, and we'd love y'all's guidance through that. And, you know, while we're – and this will be a good start-off point. We can go ahead and start there at, you know, kind of ground zero. We can get you guys stuff over for the ads and kind of start our relationship off like that, and then we'll see what we can do next month, just touching base on everything after we get all that done.
Right. And you're right. We do a first touch. I'm glad you brought that up. We definitely do a couple first touches in the month, within the first month, make sure everything is going well, just to make sure all the processes are right, and then and just make sure everything is set up properly. And then as far as encountering other avenues with us, you know, John's seems to be excited about Google Guaranteed. That's something we'll cross that bridge when we've already earned your business the first level. You know what I mean?
There we go. Well, perfect. I love that. So, all right. Well, awesome, man. Well, how does it work? Do you want me to just give you like credit card over the phone? Do you want to send me?
Right. It's about 5 more minutes. I do a preliminary questionnaire. So that way everything is set up. Who is in charge on the marketing decisions? Meaning, who's going to be doing the onboarding call? That takes about 30 minutes.
I'll do that.
Okay. And then on the card you'll be using also is under the name Michael Blanton, right?
It'll be under, it is, yeah.
Okay. It has a business name on it too, I'm assuming.
It does, yeah, but it has money.
And then this direct number, 560-2474, is best for you, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then as far as the business, what number do you want listed on the like Google business profile for Franklin?
It'll be mine as well.
Okay. And then what is the physical address? Again, we're not going to have to prove it, hopefully, moving forward by how we set up you as a service provider, but what's the physical address for your site in Franklin?
I got that right here. Sorry about that, guys. Mike, that was that was Woodstock Metal talking to me about that wall, those wall panels. So, it's 2000 Mallory Lane, and that then comma 130-726, and that's in Franklin, Tennessee, 37067.
All right, 2000 Mallory Lane. I'll list it as Suite 130726. Is that how you want to have it, or just the 130726 without any indicator?
Every time I bring it up, try to put it in a suite, it would automatically redirect it as 130-726.
Gotcha. Okay. And then the website, I'm going to use the standard domain that we have here. So that's going to be Invictus Construction. Let me just pull that up one more time.
And we know that we're probably going to have to redo our website at some point in time, but it's just not in our financial planning for the year.
Do you want us to create a separate site for the Franklin location or no? That's included with the package if you wanted us to.
If it's at no additional cost, I don't have a problem with it. What do you think, Mike?
I don't either.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want me to show you a sample of it? We never talked about this, Mike, just because, you know, you already have a strong site. So...
That's so nice to hear because the last person we talked to basically said our site was garbage. And I couldn't believe that they would say that to someone they're trying to get them to spend money with.
It's because it's companies like that that are trying to make money off the website itself. We just know a strong website is valuable for Google optimization, but we're not trying to profit from it. So I'll send that over right now. Mike, it's going to your text message as far as a preview website. Just to show you the structure, the only suggestion I have is that you guys can do on your own site is to have a click-to-call number or icon at the top in part of your header. Your header is already strong that you have Invictus Construction Group and all the different parts of your menu on your header. That just means when I scroll, it stays there at all times. It's really effective for cell phones, though. As you know, if people are looking at your website from a cell phone, which happens in, I'd say, 95% of residential homeowners who are looking at websites, you want that click to call to be steady at the top. And that's what you see on our sample site. Again, just an idea if you want to restructure your own. But yeah, we'll create a brand new. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we use Wix. We use everything with Google, like our G. We have Google Workspace, Google Admin. Everything we do is with Google and Wix. And there is a call to action button that we could put in there. We were just trying to figure out what number to put there, right?
Gotcha.
Like, because, you know, with having different markets and stuff, we didn't know if it should be like an 800 number or
well, now what. That you're going to have a separate domain for Georgia and a separate one for Tennessee, that should hopefully solve that, where this one will only be the Georgia number.
Okay.
Yeah, and he asked me too, John. I'll get your 2 cents on it as well about my number being listed as the Tennessee number.
I don't think that's a problem if you're okay with that one being Tennessee. And the reason being is people don't really look for phone numbers like that anymore. But if you want a Tennessee-based number and you have one, we can do that too.
No, we don't have one yet. We are looking at it. I guess ultimately, you know, I get, because I do know that when people call, they want to talk to somebody, not an answering service.
Right, yeah, exactly.
They can tell when they're being farmed out to a third-party service that will then contact us.
Right.
So I'm okay with, Mike, if you're okay with that your number being that way.
I'm perfectly fine.
And yeah, then Mike, for accountability, we do a tracking number as well. So, again, we want to show you results within the very first month. The tracking number just basically means, Mike, that the number is going to be slightly different from your number. We might choose a Franklin one if you want us to do that, to be honest. If you want a Franklin tracking number with that area code.
Does the tracking number just forward to Mike's number automatically?
It goes straight to Mike. There's no in-between. There's no announcement that it's a tracking number or anything like that. The customer won't know the difference of calling Mike directly. And, Mike, you won't know the difference because you'll see their phone number as well, clear as day. It just gives us back-end analytics, so that way you can justify investing with us and seeing what the results we provide.
That sounds great, because I do know people will look at it and be like, oh, it's a Nashville number, you know. And this is what our ideal clientele is. Our ideal clientele is someone over the age of 35. That their house is valued over $500,000. They're married. They've got a couple of kids. And to drill down even further, the wife is a stay-at-home mom that can help manage the projects and stuff. And I think that
now we can't say that in an ad, but everything else you said is fine.
yeah. But I'm just saying, like, you know, that our best clients have fallen into that category.
Nice. And that's where Facebook became our core second offering as far as the second iron in the fire, mainly because how retargeting works. As I mentioned, if they're searching on Google or another platform, that's when your ad pops later on that evening. And the reason why everyone likes the Facebook ads, to be frank, is yours is the only ad they see in that moment. You're no longer in a list of listings. You're just the one person who's showing up on their newsfeed. And they're probably a little bit more relaxed if they're scrolling through social media, which means they're more apt to click through or give calls. So Facebook tends to have a very strong result, even versus Google, in terms of click-through and conversion rate. And like I said, for your sake, though, the best part about it is just the turnaround time being live within 7 days as opposed to, you know, having to wait about 4 to 6 weeks for the profile.
I forgot to mention that also Facebook is people that use Facebook as opposed to Snapchat or Instagram as their primary social media. Those are our ideal customers too. Now, if we got a storm, like we had a storm in Clarksville yesterday or today in Tennessee, and if we were to email you, could you geo-target could you shift that ad? Or like, how does that work?
So, as far as turnaround time, that is a great question for onboarding, Mike or you take a call for onboarding. Do know that Facebook does offer a lot of flexibility. It's not something that, you know, you have to be steady in the same exact format each and every month. So, yes, being flexible like that is something that can be done. And I know that we have a much quicker turnaround time. It's just about ad copy, right, and re reposting a different ad copy, I'm sure.
All right. So it's like Facebook stalker ads. So they Google us. It should come up in their news feed regardless of their geolocation. Is that what I'm hearing?
Correct. Correct. It's the geolocations that you target. So you tell us, hey, this is a neighborhood that we want to target. When we run Facebook ads there, yes, if someone is searching for you or your business offering even, because from what I gathered with Facebook the way they explain retargeting to us company-wide all the time is it's not just someone who already knows of Invictus, but someone who's looking for your keywords, because we do it based on keywords too.
Oh, so this is like basically old school direct mail.
Right. It's basically the way I relate it to people who don't understand like the Facebook side of things. In short, I say everything we do, everything we talk about, everything we search for online, it's being recorded, and Facebook uses that information to advertise. And that's why when you're on Facebook on your newsfeed, you'll notice an ad is sometimes very relevant to something you searched for before. They're definitely good at spying on us like that and working effectively as a result.
Yeah. All right, cool. So far we get $100 in Facebook ads.
That's inclusive at the price, correct?
At the price. And we get a tracker number that we're going to, for this other page that you're going to create on our website, you're going to be able to put a Nashville number there, and then that'll track. And then, well, that tracker number, can we use that as on our number on our Google page?
It will be on your Google business profile. It will probably also be on your Tennessee website that we build for you. Anything that makes sense for you, it makes sense for us. And again, I think we're also going to put it on Facebook as well, because for us, as long as you're on board, it just gives us more things to show you. Hey, this is what we've done for you, right? If you're questioning the effectiveness of everything. So yeah, we would put it everywhere that you're okay with it. On the Tennessee side, of course.
Awesome.
All right. So last thing is a couple questions just to make sure I have everything set up properly. The onboarding call is about 30 minutes, as I mentioned, Mike. When do you guys want to take that call? I have an available slot today at 4 to 5 p.m., but then anytime tomorrow also is available.
Let's do tomorrow. That would be a lot better. I've got open, and John, I'm sure you probably want to be a part of this call as well.
Yeah.
But it's what do you think, John? Afternoon?
Yeah, I think about this time. This time, you know, and this to kind of give you a little bit about how we operate. Mike and I, like, if we are going to go out in the field or something, we want to be back relatively early before lunch, and then we get together and handle production and sales and make sure that's getting ready to go. And then the last part of the day is responding to emails and going through items like this to get off our checklist.
Nice. Well, I will let you know, we do have our monthly operations meeting tomorrow. So the next available slot in the afternoon tomorrow starts at 4 o'clock, if that works for you.
That's fine.
Yeah, perfect.
All right. Let me send you the invite for that, Mike. Give me one second here. Well, at least we saved you having to buy a new phone number, right?
Yeah, there you go.
The tracking number is going to help in that regard.
We just didn't know, like, every option we kept going through is like, this just doesn't make sense. There's got to be a better way. So,
yeah,
it was worth it.
No, you'll notice, and again, when we cross the bridge and start talking more depth about Google Guaranteed, John, you'll notice tracking numbers are a thing with Google. They love tracking numbers. It is mandatory that you use a tracking number when you do Google Guaranteed with them because, again, they have to be able to prove it to you, but more importantly, it's so they can charge you when you take the lead. That's why they make it a mandate.
Yeah, I think that's, I get it. That'll probably help with getting Google verified. Jeez. This is a nightmare.
Hopefully. Well, it's one of those things where, and I'm sorry on behalf of a brand rep or anyone else you use that didn't really guide you through it, and that's, We try to pride ourselves on being as white glove as possible. The only thing that we can't do for you, as I mentioned, is the specific submission to the Google for the GBP. But, you know, we can do everything we can to help you with it.
All right.
All right, Mike, so you did get the email invite there.
When saying that, we basically felt like we got duped because the guy was great at sales. I mean, nobody loves a good sales pitch than a sales guy, okay? We can't help ourselves. We just want to make sure that, you know, someone's going to be available to when we call, or I don't expect to get an answer every time, but at least be able to work with us.
Well, again, so just to let you know, not only am I always available, like, don't get me wrong, I'm working on outbound calls with clients, but as far as, you know, Mike, you have my number for a text message. I'll send it to you right now again, and then I can do the same thing with you, John, so that way you guys both have it. But so the reason why I'm saying that is when you send a text message to our 877 number, the one that I'm sending it to Mike, everyone on the team gets alerted. Anyone who connects to you, who touches your account gets alerted. So that way, you can damn be sure someone's going to respond, because that's the one thing that we actually do to try to separate ourselves from other SEO marketers is that, you know, clients call in. Your call is priority to any outbound call we make when anyone makes an inbound call, just to be clear. So you're going to get an answer from someone on the team, every single time. And, you know, it's going to be a process of transferring it over to someone else. But if you don't get transferred over to that person right away, just ask for John Kyle, and at least you'll get me on the line for sure, just to intake whatever it is you want us to do.
Okay.
John, what is your number if you want me to shoot you a text? I'm not going to save the number. I'm just going to save it for
I'm working on that right now. I'm going to forward all of your contact information, phone, and email to John. So he has it saved.
Cool. All right. Again, I know you guys, interested in your time, want to move fast here. So as far as the service offerings, you can name just a handful, maybe like 3 to 5, so I can get my team started. What are some things that you want us to put as far as focal points for Franklin?
So this is what we have on our Google profile already. We have a Google business profile for Franklin. It's just not verified. So.
Oh, you do? Well, I couldn't find it yet. Let me see if I can try to.
Yeah, because it's not verified. Well, you have to log in. I'd have to make you an authorized user for you to be able to see it. And I don't know if I just need to delete that. Oh, I'm sorry. There's something blurred down here in Georgia and it's whooping my ass. But yeah, I've already got all the categories that we've picked out, and I can list them off for you.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, roof inspection.
Yep.
Roof installation and roof repair.
Got it.
And then we have gutter cleaning, gutter installation, and gutter repair.
Okay.
We have roof damage repair, roof repair for storm and wind damage, hail damage, and that's it.
Nice. Okay. Perfect. All right. So everything is good there. I got all those typed in, and then we're going to have your onboarding call tomorrow at 4:00. All right, so let's see there, 5, 9, 4 p.m. You're going to get an email, Mike, that's talking about the Google verification. Obviously, you're already working on that. Now, for the business, I'm not sure what's required in Tennessee, but you guys have whatever's required as far as licensing and insurance goes, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Do you already have your Facebook business profile for Franklin, or do you want us to create a new one for you for Franklin as well?
Create a new one for Franklin. Well, what are your thoughts, Mike? Because we have an Invictus Construction Group on Facebook business profile, but we don't I think it would be better for to run with the Google ads, and the tracking number was a separate page for Franklin.
Yeah. Treat it two separate things.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. So I'll do that there. And then, so all I'll need from you, Mike, if you can, whenever you get a moment, share your personal Google Business profile, or I'm sorry, your personal Facebook page, because as you know, it does have to be connected to a human being's Facebook page, okay? Okay, and we're not going to use your own domain. I just put in the notes there that we're going to you're going to want a new one created for the Franklin, Tennessee location, Nashville area code tracking number as well. Yes, you're going to add there. Okay, other than Franklin and greater Nashville area, any other areas specifically that you want to target?
Yes, hold on. Let me go here. Trying to think. All right. We have Franklin, Tennessee, Gallatin, Tennessee, Spring Hill, Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee. Oh, these are all Tennessee, sorry. Hendersonville, Smyrna, Columbia, Nolensville, Brentwood, Murfreesboro, and Jackson.
All right, I think I got them all. And again, they'll review that with you tomorrow just to verify that. They may even go deeper and ask for zip codes just so you know if there's any, you know, other levels you want to go towards that. But just to repeat, I have Franklin, a greater Nashville area just in general, Spring Hill, Hendersonville, Smyrna, Columbia, Nolensville, Brentwood, Murfreesboro, and Jackson.
Yeah.
Did I miss any?
Nope.
Okay. All right. And then hours of operation, I saw on your Google Business profile for Georgia, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7 p.m. Is that accurate for Franklin as well?
Let's see what I put. 9 to 7 p.m. Yeah, it's the sister, basically, of everything down there.
Okay.
Except right. It's just in Nashville, it's just roof and gutters only.
Right. Gotcha. And then I'll put in the notes here, companies... main location is based out of Woodstock, PA, but wants a new website and tracking number on Facebook to reflect. Okay, I just put some notes just indicating that what we're doing and why we're doing everything separate as opposed to trying to connect everything to the Georgia site, okay? Other than that, last few steps is really just the payment processing and a three-minute verification portion of the call. So, and then, Mike, you'll get the invoice that shows what's being paid today and also indicating the terms and conditions. Again, it's a month-to-month package, as we talked about before. Give me one second here. Let me set up the right program. And we're doing the website included. And then, again, the first month cost is $398, and then $299 is the moving forward price starting in month two, okay? And we do allow you to choose a security question. So while you're both on the line, it's probably better for you both to hear. The reason being is, as you know, the world of online marketing, there's definitely a lot of sharks in the water sometimes. And there are some actors out who will actually try to claim they're from Local Splash. So that's why we have you save that 877 number. Anytime our onboarding or customer service team reaches out, it will always be from the 877 number. So again, beyond after the sales call is done, it's always 877-635-6225. But in the event there's any confusion, Mike or John, you can either choose your mother's maiden name, city you're born in, or your first pet's name as a security question.
Do you just want to go with, you want to go with Bandit?
Yeah.
All right.
Is that your mother's maiden name? I'm joking. That's your first pet's name?
Yeah, she's out here stealing hearts. No, it's that's animal pet.
Nice. Okay. You said Bandit, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Nice. All right. And then on the card you'll be using, Michael Blanton, 256 Rose Creek Drive in Woodstock, as far as the address connected to the card, correct?
Yes.
All right. I'm ready for the card whenever you are.
All right. Card number is going to be 4246-3153-5999-2250.
Expiration
date is going to be 0328.
All right, and 3 digits on the back?
760.
All right, I'll say that here. Okay, so again, last step is the voice verification portion of the call. Just like I mentioned before, really just going over what it is that we're going to do, and then you'll get all this in writing as well. Okay, so there's no confusion. Bear with me one moment here. Sorry, I just have to set up the call recording portion here. All right, Mike, so again, if you have any questions, just let me know. I'll just go through this portion of the call with you. And for the purpose of that, I'll refer to you as Michael, okay?
Okay.
All right, Michael, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Invictus Construction Group.
Okay, and please state your name and title within the business.
Co-owner, Michael Blanton.
Okay, great. And as co-owner, of course, you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Correct.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, Michael and John, it is important you're actually involved in your campaign, so thank you for taking tomorrow's onboarding call at 4 o'clock. As a result of increased visibility, this is advice you may receive calls from third-party vendors or bad actors not related to Local Splash. That's why we provide you the security questions in the event of any confusion to identify the calls coming from us. However, when you call, we will always call moving forward from our 877-635-6225 customer service number. So when you call, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Please make sure you save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts if you haven't already done so. And then hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative for Google and Meta, you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts that you undertake during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, great. So, Michael, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 8th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $398. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the eighth day of the month, in the amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment, but of course, being month-to-month, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak to a live representative when you call. And if you do choose to cancel, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go ahead and process the initial payment for the $398 to get you set up here. And then you'll get a invoice. Let's see here. You know what? I typed in the number wrong. Give me 1 second. Let me pull it up here. So I had a security code of 760. Did I have that wrong?
No, that's right.
March 2028?
Yeah, 0328.
What billing address did you use?
256 Rose Creek Drive in Woodstock.
It's 1025. 1025 Rose Creek Drive.
Suite number 620-256.
I don't think, yeah, he may not need that. And then the zip code is 30189.
Okay. 620-256 on the suite number, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think I need a suite number. Let's check it out without it. Chase just wanted to make sure that we had the address right, so let's check one more time. You said it's 1025 Rose Creek Drive in Woodstock, 30189?
30189, yeah, it should be.
All right. I tried the suite number. It doesn't work with the suite number. I'll try without the suite number. Let's try it here.
Yeah, that might be your home address, Mike.
It might, yeah. Oh, we'll try that.
Okay, this will be the... Hopefully I'm not making Chase upset at us. Let's see here.
Yeah.
I think this one's going through. It didn't hit me back real quick. So the 1025 is the correct address with no suite number.
Okay.
That's how Chase likes to see it. Okay, everything should be good. You should have the initial invoice that says welcome to Local Splash email. You'll get that shortly, Mike. When you review that, it's going to give you the terms and conditions, everything we spoke about. It's there in writing, the timelines of Facebook and your website going live within 7 to 14 days, and then the 4 to 6 week expected turnaround to get your Google Business Profile starting optimized going towards the top of the listings of the map. So all that's in there. When you review that, make sure everything lines up with what we spoke about over the last few calls. Just make sure you check off the two check boxes. Sign as Michael Blanton. And as long as you have that prepared by tomorrow's call, everything should be good. If for whatever reason you don't get to it by tomorrow's call, they'll make sure to walk through it with you, okay?
Awesome.
All right, gentlemen. Well, hey, thank you so much for taking the time to reach back out. And I really hope this works out for you because, I mean, this is what we do. So if we can't fix it, I will let you know that I'd be shocked if we couldn't, but if we couldn't, I'll be damned if anyone else could. I'll tell you that right
now.
Yeah, okay.
There you go. Well, I appreciate the confidence and following up with the fan. Thank you so much, and we look forward to getting this done.
Cool. Thanks, gents. You have a great one now.
Thanks. All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye.